Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I'm joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And in this episode, we want to talk patch pumps and wearable insulin delivery because there has been a lot of news and a lot of advancements in this space. And one kind of surprise, I guess, is the pivot, which is brand new in this space. And this is actually a tubeless insulin pump. I remember they were at ADCES last year and had a product theater and almost kind of came out of nowhere. And they had a lot of nice stuff at their booth, actually. They were
Yeah, they
like giving
really
out.
did. It was actually, you and I were both like, wait, where did this come from? Right.
It was like very, very surprising. But anyway, they got their pump called the Pivot, FDA approved. And this is really a very new device. So the company is Modular Medical. And this is a pump, it's not exactly a pump. It is a pump, but it's not a pump in the sense that it's not automated insulin delivery. It's not communicating with a CGM. However, it kind of reminds me a little bit of V-Go in the sense that it will have basal rates and it also will have a button to do boluses. And it's a little different than V-Go in the sense that it holds more insulin. It actually holds 300 units of insulin. And it sounds like we will be able to program up to two basal rates, which can range from 0.5 of all the way up to 4 units per hour. So, I mean, someone again will have to kind of fit into that, but that, I think that would include a lot of people. And then, it'll have the ability to do the boluses. It holds 300 units, so it is a larger amount of insulin that it is holding. So it's really interesting because, I mean, like on one hand, this space I would say is pretty crowded, like, right? We have Omnipod, we have Secure Simplicity, which we'll talk about, also has some pretty exciting updates. And we have actually several of the AID systems, actually, pretty much all of them have some type of tubeless pump that is in the pipeline that will be coming likely in the next 6 months to year or two. So curious, Natalie, your thoughts on this.
So we know that Omnipod has been the only pump that is a completely tubeless, not pretending to be tubeless pump on the market, right? And with that, it has allowed us to use it for Medicare, has allowed us to, right? There's no tubing, so you don't have, some people struggle with seeing insulin and air bubbles look very similar when you're old, right? Just like anything else, it's harder and harder to see, right? So we've used a lot of them. It goes through the pharmacy benefit. We don't have to deal with C-peptide or positive insulin antibodies. All of that has gone away, and it's been wonderful. Other companies have taken notice, including this Modular Medical. And I think what they've decided is, let's get something out, because it's FDA approved for type 1 diabetes, which is wonderful. But my guidance says type 1 diabetes, I'm supposed to be offering AID. So through ADA guidelines, right? So there's a little give and take there, right? But I'm thrilled that there's another one available. I think that they can now partner with an available algorithm such as what? Such as Tidepool Loop. That is not a that is what SQL Twist uses, but it doesn't, it's not an exclusive there. So they could go with somebody who will let them use their algorithm, which will be interesting. So I think that there's a plenty of potential. It'll be interesting how many we use without connection to CGM, because people don't check, right? So I really want them on CGM more than anything else. But I'm happy also about the 300 unit capacity, because lots of people need more than that 200 units in 3 days that Omnipod holds. But the really exciting part is also, though, that you were right. So we've got all these other pump companies realizing that patches are the way to go, right? That patch pump, people like it. They like having no tubing. I don't mind tubing, but other people really want this alternative. So what do we have? Beta Bionics is developing their pump is going to be called the Mint. We have Tandem coming out with tubeless Mobi as well as Sigi. We have two coming from them, as well as MiniMed coming out with the MiniMed Fit. So those are all going to be AID. So where do I find this modular medical, this pivot pump coming, is it's going to land. We're going to try it a little bit with people that absolutely, for whatever reason, refuse CGM, because I still think having it on your body and able to dose is going to be, people are going to do it more, engage with it more, hopefully, than they do taking out a pen and actually injecting, right? So I see it having a place. I see it having a place and being that much further ahead to getting an AID system set up with it.
Yeah, and I think, there's some unique things about it. So the battery is disposable. There is it sounds like, it's two pieces, so you can remove it for like showering and bathing and everything. And then it's supposed to be lower cost. Now we'll see it, right? We have to see when it comes out and what the actual cost is. But supposedly the pieces and the parts to make it, and if it doesn't have an algorithm in it, you would hope it is lower cost, right? That may be one of the advantages where someone says, all right, like maybe, we don't need AID in this situation. Having something like this where it's just easy to wear it and easy to dose would be enough, enough to make a difference. So, there's certainly a lot of potential, but like you mentioned, every single pump out there is pretty much has some type of tubeless insulin delivery that is coming in some very soon. I mean, tubeless Mobi is, I mean, hopefully any day that is going to be out there. And then Mint, they announced that's probably going to come very early 2027. That's
Next
going to
year,
come
right?
faster than we thought. And those have algorithms, and we love our algorithms because they
Because people
increase.
wake up at 100, right? Or 110 or 120 or whatever they're targeting. Their overnight is what gets better right away, right? We love this. You go to bed at 180, you wake up at 110. You go to bed at 100, you wake up at 110. That's the goal of these algorithms. And it
Right.
really does increase that time and range. And ultimately, our heartfelt goal is to reduce the risk of complications.
Right. So one thing is, I mean, I think when I compare this to like a V-Go, this seems a lot better just because with a V-Go, you're limited really to three set basal rates. You also have to fill the device every day, and it comes with this large filling container thing. This pivot, the way you fill this is very similar to an Omnipod. I mean, you take it from a vial and you put it in, but it's a pretty straightforward filling process. Oh, another thing I do want to highlight is all of these tubeless pumps, including the pivot, seem to have a disposable part and then a non-disposable part. And I think some of that is because Insulet, which has Omnipod, has patents on their fully tubeless disposable insulin delivery. So we are going to see that the others will have some type of reusable parts, which, I mean, on one hand, it's fine, right? But on the other, we all know people lose those parts or you go to the hospital and they accidentally throw it away. Like there, it's definitely an extra thing to be aware of. But one thing I especially want to highlight is, because I don't know if we've talked about this, there's news with Secure Simplicity. So they had a big splash at ADA where they announced that they're coming out with a 7-day patch. And previously, they started off with 3 days. That has recently expanded to 4 days. And now 7 days is really nice, like to not have to change it more often than that. But the other super exciting thing is that their patch has been 2 units. Like you press the sides, you do 2 units. Well, now they're also coming out with a 1 unit. And that's nice for people that need lower doses of insulin, just the 1 unit. But one caveat with the Secure Simplicity is that it is just bolus. So it's not for long acting. That is taken separate. Someone still would need to take their long acting insulin injection. Now, I happen to think that with weekly insulin coming in August, so Icodec, a weekly is supposed to be available in August. Like, how perfect will that be? People could take weekly insulin and then wear this patch for a week. So I think that's awesome, but it's just different in the sense a person's not getting their basal compared to like Pivot now. They're going to be getting basal and they have the bolus within the pump.
And I think the one thing that you forgot is that, when you think about, okay, I'm going to have this patch on now for 7 days, I probably need more insulin. So
Yes.
the reservoir went from 200 units up to 240
Oh,
units
I
for
didn't
those
forget
people.
that. I was leaving that for you.
Oh, there you go. Right. Yeah. So that we now have a 240 unit capacity for the Secure Simplicity. So I really do think that there will be more opportunity to, and I love the idea of combining the two. right? The once weekly insulin, you take your insulin every Sunday, your basal, and then you put your patch on every Sunday, go. I think that is going to help a lot of people. It starts to get this, okay, what's my habit? And it might actually help a lot, right? To just do the same thing. And you might even take a GLP-1 on top of it. Then we're not taking away always with insulin with people with type 2. We are assuming that they're on the right therapy in the background, whether that is a combination or pieces, parts of metformin, SGLT2, GLP-1, GLP, GIP, soon to be GLP, GIP, glucagon, right? Like, it's all coming. We want them to be maximized on that before we start insulin. So that would be a really nice day of the week. You pick everything and do all of your 7-day things on the same day. It might increase the number of people who actually do it once a week on the right day. I'm excited about that.
I'm really excited about it too. And I think, you know, the fact that it doesn't have basal in it means that 240 units is more likely to make it through the full 7 days. Of course, if it doesn't, people can change their patch earlier. The other thing that I think is unique about Secure Simplicity is it truly in the name is simplicity. So it's not paired with an app. It's okay. Not like,
right.
It's designed.
Push the button.
To,
right.
Exactly. Yep. Keep it simple.
Yep.
Push the button. Like, you don't have to worry about your app. You don't have to worry about the room on your phone to download the app and keep it connected and remember your password and all the things. Like, it just works. And so it is very effective. And so I think that it really has a unique advantage over some of the other products. So, I'm glad we have that as an option. It'll just be really interesting what happens in the pump space because, you know, on one hand, Pivot is 300 units, which is unique because Omnipod is 200, Tubeless Mobi will be 200, just as the regular Mobi is 200. I believe the Mint is also going to be 200. Now, the Mini Med, their pump that will eventually come out that's Tubeless, theirs is supposed to be 300. So that will be another kind of larger capacity. But I remember Embecta, right? They were supposed to be coming out with a 300 unit tubeless pump. And then that kind of just like, they're like, oh, never mind. We're going to focus on injection and needles instead. So I don't know. I guess it'll just be interesting. Like the pump space is definitely has a lot of players in it, which is great for options for patients. Hopefully they can all make it. In this space.
And I think the big part too is that if we can get more of these insulin pumps going through pharmacy benefit, it helps a lot of people who, durable medical equipment benefit. When a company goes to get their benefits to wherever, whatever insurance company they're going to reduce cost, a lot of times they'll say, well, durable medical equipment is 50%. So we only pay for 50% of your coverage for DME. And we don't think about that until someone needs a hospital bed or a wheelchair or an insulin pump. And so this, you don't get a 50% pharmacy benefit, at least at this point. Don't get any ideas, to the insurers out there. But truly, it may help a lot more people that way. And so I'm excited about it. We'll have to see. I mean, I think we're going to have, I don't know, 6 episodes in the next year alone, just on new and improved algorithms, patch pumps, all kinds of new things that we know are coming in the future, in the near future.
Right. It's definitely very exciting. So, all right. Well, that's awesome. That's the update for today. Thanks everyone for tuning in. That wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.
Thanks everyone.